Abortion is first-degree murder. Abortion is first-degree murder. This brutal killing act is done with malice aforethought. The act is intentional, willful, purposeful. The abortionist intends to kill, plans the execution, carries it out with lethal instruments of destruction without any moral restraint or regret. The act of abortion is a classic example of murder in the first degree. Murder in the first degree. If a jury were to see this savage and barbaric killing, the jury could well determine that the guilty executioner should receive the death penalty. The death penalty. Why not? This executioner killed an innocent baby with malice aforethought. Why not the death penalty? Even as the abortionist executed the baby, the state should render the very same punishment, death for life. Why not? The life of this precious God-given baby was not spared or cared about. Why spare the life of the executioner? But somehow, as a result of one of the great moral lapses in the history of this country, the right to kill a baby less than 9 months old was found to be a constitutional right by 5 men. Can you believe that? It is a constitutional right to kill a baby less than 9 months old without consequences. I can't comprehend it. The moral code of the United States of America was changed forever. Kill a baby 1 minute outside the womb, murder. Kill that very same baby minutes before, inside the womb, A-OK, have at it, no problem. No crime, no sin, no consequences. Can you believe that? After all, said the Supreme Court more than 40 years ago, we're not talking about a baby. This is only an 8-month, 3-week-old mass of tissue. It's just a mass of tissue. But minutes later, voila, a brand new baby God created comes into this world. No rights whatsoever for the mass of tissue, but the full rights of a human being for the baby born and out of the mother's womb, all in the name of choice, women's rights, and in this case now the newfound constitutional right to kill. Unbelievable. To me it is shocking. It's sickening. The height of immorality, and it makes me angry. It makes me angry. Don't give me this turn-the-other-cheek stuff. This makes me angry. Frankly, my fellow Americans, I will not let this pass. Abortion is murder, whether the executioner is Planned Parenthood or any other. Of course, Planned Parenthood should be defunded by the federal government, of course. And our taxpayer dollars should be taken away, of course, of course. And, of course, the sale of the lungs, the liver, the heart, the eyes, or any other part of a dead baby is a brutal and barbaric crime, and criminals should be tried, convicted, and the keys to the jail thrown away, of course, of course. But the real issue is a killing one, the abortion itself, murder in the first degree. Were I to have the pleasure of prosecuting the abortionist, I would seek the death penalty. I would. I would seek the death penalty for that killer. Abortion is the most brutal, barbaric, savage, uncivilized, heinous, evil, demonic, sadistic act anyone could carry out. No matter the great moral codes of all time, including the Torah, hey, any Jewish people listening? Hey, the Torah, the Christian scriptures, hey, they're involved too, are they not? Even the Koran, hey, the Koran. And the civilized mandate from time immemorial, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. But our all-wise Supreme Court eviscerated the highest divine commandment, thou shalt not kill, and authorized the killings of innocent babies in 1973. Oh, may God forgive those 5 men. And thank you, M.S. Roe. Thank you. Thank you, 5 black-robed Supreme Court justices. Ah, what a black day Roe versus Wade, the legal constitutional right to kill babies. Dark and demonic for America, for people of faith, for people of conscience, even if you don't have any faith, for people with real moral standards. Murder. Murder in the first degree. The murder of innocent babies has been the law of the land for 42 years. Thank you, Ms. Roe. Thank you. It took four videos of Planned Parenthood personnel discussing abortion killings and the sale of human baby parts to bring abortion once again to the attention of the American people. By the way, have you seen any of those four videos? Have you? Boy, you really should. Or even worse, have you ever seen a video of an abortion, especially a late-term abortion? Have you ever seen that? They were once out there. If you ever do, you better have a very strong stomach. Very strong. It is moral depravity at its worst. The abortion mills are a business, a lucrative one at that. Killing babies can produce big bucks. But again, the harvesting and selling of baby organs is a crime after the fact. The real crime is abortion itself, the killing, the first-degree murder. It's first-degree murder. It is the crushing of the skull, the larynx, or other vital parts of the baby's body to kill it. That's the crime. That's the real crime. Too gruesome for you? You don't like what I'm saying? A description and depicting of very possibly the worst criminal act, not appropriate for a Christian radio station or perhaps any other radio station? Boy, do I disagree. I wish I could depict this in even more gruesome terms, because it is. Imagine, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians, just imagine how the slaughtered baby felt. And that baby does feel. Not to worry, say the liberals, the radicals, the immoral, and of course our Supreme Court. Not to worry, because it is only a big mass of tissue. Big mass of tissue. That killer, that abortionist, I do believe one day will stand before the Almighty and account. Boy, I sure hope so. I'd rather not be in those shoes. How about you? Can you imagine hearing the sentence of the true Supreme Court? The true Supreme Court, the God Almighty, the Supreme Creator of all mankind, pronouncing the abortionist guilty, guilty of first-degree murder and divine punishment meted out? Whew. That man or that woman is in for a whole lot of eternal trouble. My friends, a mother of four shared her abortion experience with me. She was vulnerable, pregnant, and unmarried. Others advised her to have an abortion. It sounded, in her words, so right on at the time. She reminded me of the planned Un-Parenthood slogan, every child a wanted child? You know, question mark. A wanted child? That is, do you really want this child? Yeah, isn't it interesting they use the word child? Not mass of tissue. They asked the pregnant mother-to-be, do you really want this child? Do you really want to give birth and have a child? And so the abortion procedure began, and the woman screamed in pain. Shocked pain, she said. She so vividly described the sound her baby made as she, a baby girl, hit the bottom of the vacuum which performed the sucking motions for abortion. And hear this good lady's words. Quote, that wasn't tissue. That was a head. It was solid enough to make a thud, a hard thud like that of a head, hitting the bottom hard. End quote. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Simply unbelievable. And this incredible woman, God bless her, now the mother of four children, God bless you, has this advice for other pregnant women. Quote, listen to her words, quote, please don't let yourself be talked into an abortion like I was. It ends the life of your child, and you have to live with that fact for the rest of your life. You have to live with that fact for the rest of your life, no matter how educated and liberal you are, end quote. Isn't that something? I mean, even the educated and the liberal, they have to live with that the rest of their lives. What a fantastic testimony, and the very best of advice. Have, give birth to the baby God put inside you. Have it. And then there was twice aboard of Mother Abby Johnson. Another listener to this Crawford Stand reminded me. Abby Johnson was a former planned unparenthood director who encouraged abortion and had the procedure twice. Abby Johnson, said this listener, started the organization, and then there were none. ATTWN. The organization was formed to encourage people to leave the abortion mill industry, and especially Planned Parenthood. If there were, Johnson believes, no abortion workers, no doctors, no nurses, no techs, or even front desk ladies willing to work at Planned Unparenthood and other abortion mills, there would be no abortions. And this good listener reminded me that over 180 workers have left the abortion industry since the conception of "and then there were none." Fantastic. The organization is a resource for men and women who leave the abortion industry, giving them and their children safe harbor while they find another job. Even more fantastic, don't you think? I love it. Doing something, anything you can to stop this act of first-degree murder called abortion. The act of abortion. The sound of the killing is there. And always there for the rest of your life, the sound of abortion. Don't let it happen. For if the baby born is unwanted, you don't want the baby. Allow this precious, innocent, God-given human being to be adopted. Let him or her be adopted and loved by another. Don't kill the baby. Let the baby live in the loving arms of others, if not yours. And so, my fellow Americans, if you believe as I do, please do something. Please do anything. Do something. Do something to stop this. Another listener to the Crawford Stand said the following. By the way, these responses to this issue have just been wonderful and amazing to me. Thank you so much for doing that. This listener said the following. I am doing something. Praise the Lord. The listener goes on to say, quote, there is no large outcry from the Christian community. Oh, ain't that the truth? We seem to passively accept. We seem to turn away and do nothing. We, the Christian community, can you tell me why that is? Why? Why do we let this happen? Where are the pastors? The pastors, the Christian leaders, passionate Christians in the fight constantly, in the fight against abortion, in the fight against first-degree murder. Where are they? Oh, an occasional sermon, an occasional march, something token, something against this demonic practice. Well, it happens, but it's simply not enough. Action and aggressive action is required. And yet another listener said as follows. Prayer is important, but action is required. What a great statement. Thank you. Prayer is important. It sure is. But action is required. Prayer without action, like faith without works, is dead. I wonder if any such prayers without action are actually heard. For the command of Scripture is to go ye. Perhaps I should rephrase that as do ye. Stand up and do something. At least, says this listener, we have to have the courage to speak out. Well, amen and amen. But perhaps even more, do something. Talk is everywhere, but action, real action, is so often missing. And again, this good listener said that she comes from a church with 2,000 members. They were encouraged to participate in a march against abortion from the pulpit. But sadly, she said, quote, I did not see one person from my home church in the march. End of quote. Not one. Only she. And then again, sadly, she said, publicly, we Christians are absent again. We Christians are absent publicly. In so many cases, we are. Of course, there are some who are doing things, and God bless them. And when you do something, really do something, said another listener to the Crawford Stand, quote, it feels good, end quote. Oh, boy, does it ever. It feels good morally and spiritually because it's the right thing to do. It's cleansing top to bottom in the soul. And yet another listener wrote his state senator regarding planned unparenthood, which he called baby butchers. He asked his senator to vote to defund Planned Parenthood, to take away federal monies, that is, our monies, our tax dollars. And the senator, in typical politician, liberal, and pro-Planned Parenthood form, sent back a form letter, in essence praising Planned Parenthood for all of the good they do, and never once, not once in that letter was the issue of harvesting baby parts mentioned. Hey, sounds like Barack Hussein Obama to me, don't you think? By the way, have you ever heard Mr. Obama comment one time upon Planned Parenthood butchery? Not from that man. And this senator's letter completely ignored the issue and, of course, the complaint of the writer. Just completely ignored it. The form, that's what all you get from these politicians, the form letter emphasized the following. You ready for this now, America? Quote, a woman has a fundamental right to make her own decisions about her reproductive health, end of quote. And, of course, she has the right to kill. She has the right to be a co-conspirator in first-degree murder. Nothing about the baby, nothing at all. Nothing about the brutal act of abortion, nothing at all from this politically correct senator. Nothing about the harvesting and selling of baby parts, nothing at all. What a senator! One of 100 representing that great state and all Americans. What a disgrace that man is. In my view, this United States senator is a conspirator to murder. He is a conspirator to first-degree murder. And he is as guilty as any of the butchers at Planned Unparenthood who kill in the name of abortion. I do hope this good listener who wrote this federal senator will do everything possible to make sure that man is never reelected. Why would anyone vote for a man or woman who believes in and encourages the killing of innocent babies and the sale of baby parts? Why? By the way, where do your two United States senators stand on this issue? Do you know? Please find out. And go after them if they champion Planned Parenthood and abortion. First-degree murder. Go after them. And perhaps you could join the good efforts of Abby Johnson and the organization And Then There Were None, ATTWN. Again, more than 180 abortion workers have stopped killing. They've stopped. Maybe you could persuade others to get out and get on with life. Life. And by the way, where are the pastors? Where are they? Not a casual sermon from the pulpit, but leading the people to stop this killing. Where is their aggressive moral voice and, more importantly, their own action? Where is it? Where is the outrage when one of the most vital and prioritized of the Ten Commandments is violated with impunity and even encouraged and even legalized? Legalized in America. Where is the moral outrage? Perhaps you should ask your pastor and ask for action. Legalized abortion is just a nail in the moral coffin of the late, great America. It is said that we are known as a civilization by how we treat the old and elderly on the one hand, and the young and innocent on the other. We now have laws, and you know, like that abominable Obamacare, which will make it even more difficult for the elderly to get the care they need. The elderly. It'll happen. Ah, it's not all that transparent right now, but that's the deceit of Obamacare. You won't really know what it's all about until well into the year 2018. That's 3 years away. It's a deceitful, hurtful act. We now have legalized abortion, which strips any kind of protection for the innocent unborn. What kind of society are we becoming? We are, as one woman well said, a society where anything goes. Anything goes. Who knows what's coming next? Anything. Anything goes. Freedoms have turned into license. That is, anything goes. And in the case of abortion, the license to kill. The license to kill. We are a country with a president who claims to be a Christian. Do you believe that Barack Obama is a Christian? A Christian who aggressively champions abortion? This president, this Christian president, champions the gay agenda, the rights of LGBT at any cost. This Christian president promotes euthanasia, the so-called mercy killing. This Christian president of ours does nothing to stop the slaughter of Christians worldwide. Worldwide. Why not? Especially at the hands of radical Islam. Nor do he and his administration do anything about the incredible problem of human trafficking, just to name some. This so-called Christian president champions abortion, abortifacients, and so much else generally and in his legacy legislation, Obamacare. Do you really think that President Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian? We were given by our forefathers in 1776 and 1787 a republic built upon a democratic foundation. It was, said one Ben Franklin, what a good man, a constitutional government we had with checks and balances, a republic. And said Franklin, it is a republic if you can keep it. And our original republic was built upon a solid moral foundation, which now erodes by the day. By the day. Do you really think we can keep our republic, our way of life, without firm and abiding moral standards? Can we do that when we grant a pregnant woman the right to kill? Can we survive as a republic, as a civilized society? And we give that right to kill in the name of free choice, pro-choice, regardless of the rights of the human being, the baby, to be killed? Defunding Planned Parenthood is a given, as an objective for people of faith. That's a no-brainer. Stop the payment to them of our tax dollars. Stopping and criminally prosecuting those who harvest baby parts and sell them, that's a given. That's a given. But the real crime, the worst of all, is abortion itself. The real crime is the right, the license granted by Roe versus Wade 42 years ago to kill innocent babies. The right to commit first-degree murder. First-degree murder. If we cannot stop the practice legally, we must find any and every other way to stop it. We must march, picket, educate, persuade, offer resources, help with birthing, provide financial and emotional and spiritual support, promote caring adoption centers. That's so critical. And otherwise, do anything to stop this barbaric practice. So, my fellow Americans, this old man prays that you will do something. Please do something. Please do anything. Do something. Anything to stop abortion.